You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Kate Seckinger is reporting in the Register Star. The storm that dropped upwards of 6 to 10 inches of snow throughout the region on Sunday, February 12th, was followed by high winds Monday, and hundreds in Columbia and Greene counties were left without power as a result. As of mid-morning Monday, approximately 400 people in South Cairo, Leeds, Athens, and Surprise in Greene County lost power early Monday. Central Hudson reported the problem was partially fixed by mid-morning. For the few dozen customers in those locations still without power, Central Hudson said full service would be restored by late afternoon. Outages reported in Livingston were resolved by Monday morning. During the storm Sunday, snow fell at a rate of more than 1 inch per hour. Greenville received 11 inches as of 4:30 a.m. Monday, Catskill got 9 inches, and Cairo had 6 inches of snow as of Sunday evening. In Columbia County, Austerlitz received 6.5 inches of snow by Sunday night, and 6 inches fell in Chatham and Ghent. Read the full story in the Register Star. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper, Ichabod Crane APPR Principal Melissa Murray has announced her retirement effective June 30th. The Board of Education accepted Murray's resignation at a recent meeting. Murray has been employed by the district since 1983. She taught at both the middle and primary levels and served as the principal of the primary school before taking over an administrative role, developing the district's teacher evaluations. The board chose Suzanne Guntlow, the current primary school principal, to replace Murray in July. Superintendent George Zini said the position of APPR principal has many of the same duties as an assistant superintendent, but, quote, would cost the district less, end quote. The board eliminated the assistant superintendent position in 2010. The board thanked Murray for her years of service to the district. Board President Anthony Welcome said he had been a guest in Murray's classroom and, quote, she was the best teacher I have ever observed, end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Victoria Addison is reporting in the Register Star. The State Education Department last week released high school graduation data for 2015. Overall, the state rate is now 79.4%, up from 78.1% the previous year. Graduation rates in Greene and Columbia counties varied, Addison writes. While some districts experienced an increase, others saw a decrease. In Columbia County, the completion rate increased in Germantown, New Lebanon, Taconic Hills, and Chatham school districts. Both the Hudson and Ichabod Crane districts reported a drop in the number of students graduating in 2016. The Greenville district reported the only increase in Greene County. The Cairo-Durham, Catskill, and Windham-Ashland-Jewett districts maintained the same completion rate, and in the Hunter-Tannersville and Coxsackie-Athens districts, fewer students graduated this year than last. Read the full story in the Register Star. Casey Seiler at Capital Confidential asks the question, is it possible for one person to attend all the legislative fundraisers scheduled to take place tonight in Albany? The answer is yes, if you have a healthy bank balance and strategically chart your course. Seiler said clustered legislative fundraisers have become a regular occurrence in downtown Albany every Monday. The cost of attending all 9 events last week totaled $4,350. The combined ticket price for the 9 events February 13th is $4,100. Seiler maps out the evening beginning at 5:15 p.m. at the Fort Orange Club with 2 Republican events for State Senators Bill Larkin and John Bonasic, and ending at Dawn's Victory Sports Cafe with a party for Staten Island Democrat Assemblymember Michael Cusack at 7:44 p.m. In all, 7 of the 9 fundraisers will support GOP incumbents. 2 of the shindigs are for Democrats. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.